Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a biblical worldview. And today's podcast is a little bit different. For one, it's going to be less than 6 minutes long. And two, I need your help. Yes, you heard me right. I need your help. Believe it or not, I have another book coming out. Some of you may recall that we released The Holy Spirit According to Jesus, August of 2024. We were grateful to Crest Biblical Resources for publishing the book. They took a risk on us, and for that, I am forever grateful. That first book is part of a larger project, a trilogy of three books. And the second book that is about to come out is called Miracles According to Jesus, An Introduction to Miracles and the Miraculous. The aim of this series is to provide people a proper biblical understanding of these topics in accessible everyday language so that the average person in the pew, so to speak, can wrap their minds around these very, very important matters. So whether you're a college student or a young adult or a student ministries person, or whether you're just a 50-year-old guy or leading a small group, these books are for you. And I'm thankful to say this particular book has been well-received and has received many helpful endorsements from scholars and pastors alike. We have Tom Schreiner from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Joel Beakey from Puritan Reformed Seminary, and more than a few prominent pastors as well. So why do I need your help? Where do you fit in? How can you help? Well, it's like this. I'm not famous, I'm not good looking, and I don't have 20,000 followers on Twitter or X. So even with the support of this new publisher, Courier Publishing, much of the promotional responsibilities are on the author. And this is really typical of the publishing industry, by the way. And that's why rock star pastors have it a little bit easier than guys like me, who don't have a church with 20 or 14,000 members to boost sales. Now, this book will be available, like the other one, on Amazon, ChristianBook.com, Barnes & Nobles, and the usual places you can buy books. And you'd think that would help a great deal, but the reality is you're just a face in the crowd. How many people are selling books on Amazon? And how many people are selling Christian books on Amazon? Tons. And so, as I said earlier, you become a face in the crowd. It's great that Amazon sells 66% of all books sold in America, but again, you're just a face in a crowd. Unless, of course, you can do something to stand out or jumpstart the project. And this is where you come in. I need your help. Little guys like me have to form book launch teams through social media and word of mouth and other means to promote the book. And so I'm appealing to you for your help. Would you email me at keith@hillside.org, keith@hillside.org, and put book launch in the memo line of the email? You can help in a number of ways, from social media, again, to telling your friends about it, to coming up with creative ideas to promote the book. Maybe some of you, if so led by the Lord, would buy the book and review it on Amazon or elsewhere, like Goodreads. These are the kinds of things that you can do. I'm actually asked sometimes, well, how much do you make on these books? The reality is, when you're a nobody, I might make 79 cents to a dollar a book. So this isn't about money. This is about kingdom work, not me getting rich. Believe me, I would have to sell a bazillion copies to do that. And that's not going to happen. But what we can do, you and I together, is to put good material out there into the hands of small group leaders, Sunday school teachers, and moms and dads, and the person in the pew on important topics like the Holy Spirit, like miracles, or even like the third book, which will come out next year, using your spiritual gifts in the church for the glory of God and the good of others. I believe this second book is as important as the first book because there's so much confusion about miracles and the miraculous. And this book, I believe, provides biblical-based clarity and insight into this important matter. So, would you please consider helping? I need your help. I understand if you can't help, but if you can help, email me at keith@hillside.org and put book launch or book launch team in the subject line of the memo. In the meantime, pray for me. We're trying to record the audio version of the book to make an audiobook. There are a lot of details to get worked out. The book will be released in hardback, softcover, and Kindle or Nook. So please pray for me and pray for this process and consider helping out with whatever ability you might have. You may have a skill that we could use. You may not think you could help, but your prayers are appreciated. And if you're part of the book launch team, you'll receive prayer updates so that you can stay up to speed as we move toward our December publication date. Well, I think I've said enough for now. Thank you for listening. Please consider joining the book launch team. But if you can't, I understand that completely. If you have any questions, as usual with this podcast, you can email me. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, like us on whatever platform you listen, share us with others so that we can get the word out, write a good comment or two for us. That helps us with the algorithm. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.